Welcome to Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast about anything and everything. I'm RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys?
What's up? So we're back again with another interesting conversation we thought we'd share with everyone. So, Joe,
we've talked
about this before, and I came across these questions called kind of like a phone, I guess how you use your cell phone every day kind of deal. So just more questions of your modern use of cell phones, and I thought it'd be an interesting way to something interesting to talk about, and maybe people, because everyone has their different ways of dealing with the cell phone, or handling their cell phone, and, you know? So I thought it'd just be interesting, just jump into it.
You know what? I love this already because I asked you the other day, you know, I'm like, dude, bring something a little bit more. And you brought a lot of shit.
And now you're like, stop.
Please. No. Like, I wanted to turn that on. Like, but, okay. I love it. And that you brought this to the table. And this should be a throwaway episode.
And we've talked about this before. So when I saw this list of questions about cell phone use, I thought it'd be interesting because we have talked about this.
Yeah. And it's cheesy and stupid, but
everyone has one, unless I don't know who doesn't. Everyone has a cell phone. Everyone is always with it. Everyone has different ways. Some people are more attached than others. So we thought we'd just talk about it and see where it takes us.
Okay, go for it, man. So this is about cell phones strictly, right?
Yeah. So just cell phone, just how you use it and stuff like that. And so okay. Let's go. First one. How often do you check your phone, Joe? Your cell phone?
This depends, sadly.
Okay.
Now, I listen to a lot of podcasts and music at work alone. So even though my phone is just about, you know, either in front of me or to my side, I don't check my phone for, like, if my light goes off, I'll scroll it down. And if it's an email, it's like I'll swipe through just to be like, get the fuck out of my feed because I don't need it. If it's a tweet, if it's a fucking Facebook message that I get tagged in somehow, it's like I don't need any of this.
Okay.
Even if it's a text message, if it's honestly from a family member, it's like, swipe, like, no. Like, still, like, you know what? No, I'm working. No, it's like, okay, if it's a few of my friends, it's like, okay, let me take the time to do that. But am I someone who checks my phone constantly? No.
Okay.
So it really depends.
Okay.
I literally swipe, you know, 90% of the time just to get rid of
that
bullshit. Yeah, just to get rid of it, dude. But in saying that, because of what we do and what we, you know, you and I do at the office.
Yeah.
And honestly, what we do, what I do and what you do now, the social media aspect of needing or usage for a cell phone is different. And we can go deep dive into those. But how about yourself, dude? How often do you find yourself on your phone?
Most of the time, I'm swiping stuff off my screen because I have a thing. I don't like having active stuff on my phone when I'm not using that, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Usually I check, if it's an email, I'll swipe, I'll see what kind of the subject, move it along. A message, text message, usually it's nothing important, so I check. But as a parent, I'm always checking, just be like, okay, nothing important. So I move it along. But I'm always checking. It feels like I check a lot. And also, mainly it. And also, especially at work, mostly just podcasts, listen to podcasts, and but it's sports, maybe sports scores.
Same. And I follow the Angels because my dad's, and Max and my brother is an Angels fan. And I have Dodgers up there because my dad's a closet Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
So I have San Francisco because that's his team. My dad's team, legit team. I have my team, Yankees. Yeah. I got football now. We got sports coming up. So even those, once I see the score, it's like, okay, cool. Who kicked the field goal? All right, we're good. All right, we made the touchdown conversion. Yeah. We're good. Type of deal.
Yeah, so but I do check a lot, but it's mostly just like, okay, one and done and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And okay.
Do you find that different or would it differ between men and women?
That I don't know. I think it's more of a guy. Also, because since we have our games on there, I'm like, oh, cool, I'll check in there. But it's kind of hard to, some of them take a while.
During football season is different.
Yeah.
If it's
football too?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
If it's always roster moves, what? Oh, injured reserve. Wait, what happened? You were healthy.
What the fuck does IR mean?
IR, like, oh, or doubtful, or questionable. Doubtful,
yeah, those are the ones that are fucked.
It also depends, but I think I'm a lot on it, but also I try to, that's why I do podcasts. That way I can listen to stuff and just be hands off.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to keep checking if I don't have to. But as a parent, I kind of have to keep.
Which makes sense, dude. Like, the way we should use phones is, like, I look at my, okay, sports real quick when I need to, sports information, bank statements, being able to listen to podcast music, and fuck it, watch porn or just a few things I do.
Whatever, hey, pass the time, man.
You know? What else
you got, dude? Next one. Do you always have to have the latest phone?
Negative. Never. Okay. Cool. Like, I like, I'm the type of person, I need my phone today. Like, I want my phone today because I don't care about the newest phone.
Yeah.
And I'm not first gen person.
Yeah.
And I just don't need the latest technology in my world, dude. Your question was, what was the latest version I had?
No, not the latest. You have to have it.
Oh, do I have to have it? No, dude. I want my phone to die so bad.
Mine, I'm cool with it as long as it works. Because
simple.
Because I have everything set up. Even though I have the same, I don't have Apple, I have Android.
Same. And I'm
It sets it up, but I also like having it set up the same way. That would, you know? So when I go on, I know where everything is, how everything's set up. Okay.
That was a new one.
So next one. What was your first smartphone, and how did you feel when you got it?
Okay. This is a great question. It was a Samsung something 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 version point something something something. That's
what did it look like? What year was this, or what? How old were you, and what did it look like?
Great question. I would have to say maybe late 2000s, 2008-ish.
Oh, so you didn't have one till then? Okay.
Again, I waited for my phone to die even back then. Like, I didn't care. I didn't care to check my phone.
No, but when did you get your first phone?
About maybe 2008, if even that.
So was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I really didn't care. I didn't give a shit. Even back then, I bought my phone.
So what kind of phone was it?
It was a Samsung something, but it was something, a screen? Version something.
But it was just
something.
like a.
I don't want to say Razor.
But you had a Razor, like not the flip, but like the standard, just you call it. And maybe have like Solitaire on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when your games were so much better from moving from.
Were you like, what? Like, you don't need to charge your phone? Yeah, I charged it last week. It's fine.
Yeah, no joke, dude. Yeah.
Cool. So I had the. I got mine around 2001, 2000. I was out of high school.
Okay.
So I know that. So I remember I got mine. I was 18 or 19, so I can get one.
Yeah.
It was a flip phone.
Okay.
It was, I think, a Sanyo or something like that.
Okay.
Back, I don't know if Sanyo still make phones. And all it did was make calls, and that's it. But it was cool. Like, it was cool. Like, oh, my pocket, and it's cool because back then you can flip. Now, if you flip it out, they're like, what are you, AARP?
You know what?
I don't know. Obviously, the commercial, that's all I know.
I guess my first smartphone then was a fucking Blueberry. Was a smartphone, technically?
Blackberry.
Blackberry. Orange berries.
I never had one, but I knew people. And it's funny because.
I mean, technically, that's a smartphone then, right? So 2003, and I was still late to the party.
I was dating this girl, and she had a Blackberry. And I don't know anything about the BlackBerry world.
Hmm.
And I remember she did something, and I got an email. She was like, blah, 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 just gave you a color on a BlackBerry. And I'm like, what does that mean? So I guess when you call, it would blink a different color. So it'd be like, it's kind of like a caller ID, but you knew it would blink.
Interesting.
So she's like, she assigned a color to you. I'm like, well, thank you. That means something to me. I don't know. But
okay, interesting. Oh, okay, even in saying that, though, like,
yeah.
Even though I had, okay, I guess it was quote-unquote smartphone at the time, not even knowing it. I never searched its functions or features to its full effect.
No, because back then it was just talking. I didn't even start texting until maybe like years after that.
Because
back then it was like 10 cents a text.
Easily, yes. You had to get the
fucking back. So it was,
you kind of have to do now.
And it was stupid because it was very limited and all that. But you didn't do anything. You just talked on the phone.
Did I need a smartphone?
No.
Did we search internet as much as we do now, though?
No.
Okay.
I remember, like, first time, like, GPS. I didn't have a phone GPS. But when you first had it, I'm like, what? Like, the my phone shows me on the map where I am? That was amazing.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so please do that.
But it was a flip phone, whatever worked. But, yeah. Okay. That's when phones were just phones.
Which they should still be.
They are, and... But, I don't know.
We can deep dive.
Well, because anything, and it's funny, like, because my wife, when she had her phone, she's like, I don't need any of that stuff. And now she's all up on all the apps. She's like, I don't need that. I just want to talk on the phone. I don't want to, like, she's one of those people, like, I don't want to, like, fry my brain on technology. But now she has all her apps and stuff.
And you know what? Audience, whoever's listening to this, like, how, every question we're asking.
I want to know what everyone's
right
life
now. Phones. How do you use your fucking cell phone? Like, do you use it as. An email machine? Do you use it as a porn fucking, like, straight up music? Like, YouTube? Like, is that the only thing you can find or watch your YouTube? Where that's
but
at?
That's what I like, though, about my cell phone. I think I'm probably one of my questions already. But I like the cell phone because it allows me, like, I have a song click in my head.
Mm.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Like, get that song out of my head. Or,
and I know the wiki. Google search alone is like, okay.
Look anything up.
I kind of hate that too, though.
Yeah, but instant gratification, man.
You know what? That's what kind of what it is. Now, listeners, again, I'm going to bash on myself probably more than anything.
But we live on that fence of, like, we knew what it was like to have to wait, and now live in a world where pagers, nobody wants to wait.
Straight up.
Pagers were stupid.
Yeah.
I'd get a pager, and I'm like, I had a pager, by the way. Yeah, and I'd get a pager. I wasn't a drug dealer, so I don't know why I had one.
Just because
I had one. And I had a pager. I'm like, ooh, I got a pager. And I look at it, I'm like, well, okay, but now I have to find a phone.
Idiot. I had to find a payphone.
Yeah, and then now a payphone, so yeah.
Okay, but you're right. We're on that fence. We're from a...
We're from both worlds.
We are.
Well, you didn't have... Somebody was looking for you. You got home, and you're like, oh, he had a call. Oh, and then by then it's too late, because they're like, oh, if you wanted to meet us up, and you're like, oh, but that was like 3 hours ago. Crap, missed that one.
Kind of, dude. But so, yeah, we came from old rotary fucking phones. Anyways, though. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Landlines. I mean, straight up landlines or
picking up a phone, and you didn't know who was calling.
No caller ID.
No caller ID. Yeah, it was the Wild Wild West. You picked up the phone and waited for that voice.
So if you guys know what we're talking about, cool. If you guys are younger and have never experienced it, like, how do you guys use your phone? Do you use it for the instant gratification or social media, like Facebook?
For me,
are you on Facebook all the time?
No. I get tagged honestly. A lot, but I don't know. Just to watch, because on there is when it prompts me to watch Fail Army.
Which is cool. Okay, the videos are cool.
But that's about it.
Scroll through to, like, find everyone's bullshit.
If I'm bored and I just want to kind of...
Sadly, again, the social media aspect, the way I use it for the podcast, like...
But mostly that now. Mostly that. Exactly. And that and Instagram and all that stuff.
So, yeah.
Oh, it made me forget what I was going to say. But anyways.
Go for it.
Okay. What's the most annoying thing about your phone?
The phone in general?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean the phone in general. That's...
Oh.
Okay. So, let me see. Yeah, the alerts, the phone in general, the phone calls.
Okay.
The phone calls from the people that are idiots or bitching about just everything.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, and the alerts, I guess, more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, my phone's always on fucking silent, not even vibrate, because I don't need to fucking... In saying that is weird, though, because I believe it's one of the questions on there, so I should wait on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go in depth on that. How do you use, or what's the most annoying thing for you?
For me, it's something simple, just battery.
Idiot. You went for the simple way out.
Yeah, because they're like, they keep adding stuff to the phone, but the batteries aren't as strong or have that much storage, so you get a lot of just...
You know what? As stupid as it sounds, and I want my phone to die.
But and I know the way you see it, but the way I see it, I'm like, damn. Like,
you need it for a family.
I need my phone. Yeah, emergencies and all that stuff. I kind of always have to have it.
Okay,
and I always carry my portable battery. But the fact, because I went to the dentist, and the girl's like, wow, you carry a battery with you? I'm like, yeah, I can't have my phone die. And she's like, looks at me, and I'm like, I'm a parent.
Oh,
I can't have my phone die.
See, that's a great factor compared to, like...
Or if your phone, like, calling AAA. I don't want my phone to die. And I need to call AAA. I'm like, hey, excuse me, can I use your phone? So I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. No, that makes sense. As a parent, I'm not a parent, so I just don't give a shit. Like, don't care.
Cool. So I'm just going to skip this one, go to the next one. Do you text or call more?
Okay, great question. This one I kind of love, dude. I'm going to deep dive this one real quick, and please jump down this rabbit hole with me, dude. I honestly prefer a conversation with people. I'm a talker. Okay. I'm a people person.
Yeah.
I honestly... text more, but if it's someone I legit care about, my best friends, if I'm seeing someone, I like that personal connection.
Okay.
Even though we're far apart, even though technically we're not far apart, it's just I prefer having a conversation and talking over texting because it means more to me. But I'm old school like that. Like, I'm an old school guy. I still open doors for ladies, dude.
Yeah, I know. I get you.
But the conversation is more personal to me. But honestly, I text more.
Okay.
How about yourself, dude?
I am a texter or a messenger.
Texter. Oh, trust me, dude. I'm sitting two seats away from you, and you message.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe, I just sent you something. It's hilarious. You're welcome. I like how you're watching. I'm like, oh, you're welcome for what? You'll see. Gold.
This is not bullshit, guys. This is not bullshit. Okay.
Well, I like when the cell phone goes to Josiah's. He's like, hey, say hi to Josiah. He's nearby. I'm like, he's next to me.
we're recording right now, bitch.
Or what is the other one the phone says? Like, oh, there's traffic area. I'm like, yeah, I'm in Southern California. And it's like after 2. Yes, there's traffic in my area.
Looking out the window of the office, we can see the traffic off of the
phone. There is traffic.
Even with your lady?
What? oh, do I? Oh.
messages.
Mostly messages because we're always busy. Let me call if it's important. I need like to talk to her about something more complex.
There you
go. Or I need an answer. I'm going to call them, like, hey, this is what's going on.
Okay.
I tend to text, and I know you hate this, but I think it's hilarious. But I know you say it's dumb.
Oh,
and
gifts and memes.
Memes, that's her executive producer.
Oh,
I like when I tell Victor, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm reading. Oh, what book? Memes.
It's her page of memes, dude.
She loves memes and emojis.
I'm not a GIF guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a meme guy, dude.
I just feel like instead of having to, I know you, the reason why you hate it, but I enjoy it because I think it's hilarious when like me and my wife, because my wife loves GIFs. So we gift back and forth so much.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Memes, but it's funny because my wife's so anti this and now she's all GIFs and memes. So that's how we communicate. So we try to out. And then I'm like, what the f?
She's out gifting me.
Like today she sounds terrible. Today she gift me.
Mm.
And it was like, I told her, oh, thank you for something. And she sends me a message with it says, I'm giving you a ghost hug. And I'm like, what the fuck is a ghost hug? And the bottom says, you can't see it, but it's there. Or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck? But it's just like cheesy.
You're
cheesy.
So adorable. It's.
I always send her.
The opposite of adorable.
Yeah, so.
No. Okay,
but text message, because I send her, and a lot of times we're busy. Like, either I'm busy at work or she's busy at work. So, okay. So she can see whenever. So it's like an ongoing conversation.
Okay, let's look at it this way, too. In my world, I'm working all the time, too.
Yeah.
Like, both jobs. And then if I'm home, my phone's still on silent.
Oh, yeah.
And when I do want to talk to, or when I feel I need to talk to someone, I want to hear that, again, the personal connection.
Yeah.
If I'm driving from the office to the second job, that's the time where I make, like, well, I have this pocket of window to have an actual conversation with you while I'm driving. But it's my Bluetooth in my car.
Using my cell phone.
So it's it's hands-free, but at the same time, that's the way I do it. But more personable, I guess. So anyway, what you got?
Okay. Next one. So we're going to go with, I guess, your opinion. What do you think phones will be like in 10 years?
Okay, well, we already have FaceTime, right? So I guess Dick Tracy type of fucking, even the watch phones type of deal.
But okay, so what do you think? Your guess, in 10 years, what's going to be a major thing on a phone?
I guess more of that, more motion-based, more hands-free for sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess there was a model of something a while back. It was like a Tony Stark-ish, I guess, watch, where it actually showed a hologram. You had a watch on, but it showed a hologram.
So Star Wars?
It was a hologram.
Is Princess Leia going to pop up?
Kind of.
Josiah's. We need your
It's like, oh, no. Delete.
Why are you swiping me, Josiah?
I can't get rid of me. Exactly. Not holographic in that sense, but kind of like, again, it was a projection on your forearm, and it was just your watch.
You
doing the readings where you can just swipe on your arm. It's your arm is essentially a bigger screen than what you see anyway.
I've seen it before. It kind of like
it looks cool.
It's like a sleeve.
Yeah,
where you kind of like your online computer and you're part of a computer. You need to watch. I don't know if anybody's watched Black Mirror, because you enjoy it, and it kind of goes if technology goes over.
You're the one that told me to watch it.
No, that's a great one. But the rest of them are about technology. That one's technology. How technology, it's kind of like the whole thing. Just because what was it, the Jurassic Park quote? They always thought to think if they could. They never stopped to think if they should.
Very true.
Of thinking of technology where like,
this is too much.
Yeah, what's too much? Yeah, we can do it, but at what point are we selling out our society and our communities?
You don't think it's happened already?
It is.
I mean, Facebook, you don't think it has taps on
it. That's why that show is so
grounded.
Kind of strong. Grounded. So much strength.
As dark
as it is, because it's strongly rooted in reality.
Which is odd.
So when after every episode, you're like, oh, shit. That could happen.
What's going on? Yeah,
so that's why that is so good. So if anybody wants to watch it, you've been thinking of watching it, watch it. If you've seen it, let me know what's your favorite episode.
Yeah,
guys, it's a great show.
Please, like any of these conversations that we're going through, just let us know. Like, I agree with RJ. I agree with Josiah. Like, that's good. That's bad. Or like, you know, how do you guys use your phones? And tell us, like, I use it completely opposite from you guys. I use my phone, and some of you guys might have two phones, one for work, one for your own personal leisure. And sometimes this one can be just strictly for work and just emails strictly and just do work type of deal, right?
Have you seen the movie Her?
I have.
So, okay, how would you feel? Because I'm thinking of this. I'm going to answer this question. I'm thinking of that. So, I'm thinking in 10 years, it could be more, even more of a personal assistant.
Mm.
But how would you feel if it was like in 10 years, it was like that movie, Her, where it's artificial intelligence, but it's a lot. It's so well done.
It's based on your personality.
So, it feeds off you. So, this, it becomes a part, like, it's not just your phone. It becomes like, in a way, a friend.
Exactly. Now, I would prefer that.
Or do you want to keep a straight machine?
You know, I would.
Do you prefer Scarlett Johansson, or do you prefer like "Hello, Josiah"? Or do you want Scarlett Johansson waking up?
Seductive voice. Honestly, had not even this conversation. This is a story for another fucking day, perhaps. But I asked a question to a bunch of people the other day, and honestly, I would want to hear a soothing fucking voice.
Okay.
So I would probably lean more towards a man.
I don't know. Should you be watching that?
I love Chris.
You shut your mouth.
I love Chris Cornell. So it's like, I want to hear his voice, bro. Like talking to me. Yeah, dude. Like, hey, what's up, Sass? What the fuck we're going to do today? You know what? We're going to go on a fucking mission, dude. So you're going to go to work and then go to work. And then after that, you're going to get home, do laundry. And while you're doing laundry, you're going to work on writing the next project. That's your damn straight.
And then Chris Cornell tells you, oh, I just saw you got your new work schedule. Oh, you're fucked this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Chris Cornell. Thanks a lot, Pewter. No, his name would be Pewter, straight up.
Pewter.
Just because of Pewter, dude. But I would want it to be that way, but just don't fall in love or lust or, you know, like you. Yeah. It can go wrong in so many ways because
it was so intuitive that you.
And he got seduced by just a voice.
Yeah, but if you want a great jealous.
Like. Yeah. You mean you do it to everyone? No, I do it to millions and billions of people.
Everyone, twice.
It's actually, honestly, a good movie, though.
But it's another thing of technology. Like, you keep thinking of if you should, you know, start thinking. You start thinking if you could, you know, stop thinking if you should.
Hey, okay, so it's still on that one, though. Your opinion, then?
My opinion is like, that's why I'm not sure about this one. I'm thinking, more wearable, you know? Where it's going to be the part where, like, your cell phone is even more connected to you. They'd be like, oh, are you okay? I'm showing something. Do you even want to know? Like, would you
like
panic?
Nanotech bites or fucking just...
Or is it like, hey, RG, like, I don't think your heart's right. You should... But then you start panicking.
Yeah.
Because overly, like, secure. Like, or like, you fall down, you twist your ankle, you're like, oh, I'm fine, I'll walk it off. And he's like, no, Joe. You go now. You're going to lose your leg. Like, am I going to lose my leg?
Okay. Making you forget. Okay. How about let's stay on the same topic, but let's go a deep dive somewhere else.
Okay.
You've heard those stories about Alexa, I guess.
The one, wait. Okay, go ahead.
They go gnarly like, oh, the weather looks like fire and brimstone today. Like,
I've heard of the ones where they're talking and, like, somebody's like, I heard my Alexa talking in the other room.
Yes.
And then you go, I guess you can record, you can ask it what its last thing it said or whatever, and they would go and be like, did you repeat what you last said? And they're like, I haven't said anything. So the fact that this device is talking.
Yes.
But then when you ask what it's talking about, it's like, what are you talking about?
Now, do we want our phones that self-aware?
No, because at that point, it's computers find a way to find, I think, our imperfections. So I'm thinking, because to them it's more ones and zeros, which as computers and technology, ones and zeros. So to them it's like, you don't make sense. And it's going to consistently...
True. Okay, that's true.
That's true. So that's why I'm thinking more interactive and even more because you can only have it so much.
You don't want to say intuitive either because you want AI to be so intuitive to your – like, okay, I'm a big jokester.
Yeah.
I don't want fucking Pewter to be like, besides your shoes untied. And look down like, you fucking Pewter, you motherfucker. You know, like, do we want
that? I think hopefully we'll find a middle ground so we don't go too far in one direction.
Do you think Skynet is ever going to become self-aware?
Oh, yeah.
It is, right?
By the time you know, it's going to be too late and everything's integrated. Everything's connected.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that movie, Maximum Overdrive, I told you?
Everything's
just going to turn on you. And then next thing you know, you're going to be eaten by your I don't know, your lawnmower or something.
If anyone listens to the Comic Syndicate, we make references that you guys don't even know yet, but it makes sense to us.
But anybody watch
them... Do you feel like a time traveler?
All the time. Okay. Oh, I'm telling you my time traveler. We're going to have to do one on time travel. We were talking about it today. Yeah. RG, do you tend to write... We call it time machine schematics? I'm like, I do. I'm thinking you're a Doc Brown. I'm like, I am.
And would I be a Marty McFly, though?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Have you ever jumped over a car? A speeding car?
Fuck yes. Yeah. Okay, have you rocked out on stage? Yes.
Have you ever fucking played a guitar like you're ringing a bell? Anyway, so go for it, dude.
So I'm just thinking, like, we're going to go too far, and then something's going to happen. And we're
yeah,
gonna have to
and that's the kind back. Of almost the scary aspect of it.
Here's one. I don't know if you have it. I know I've had it, but it's mostly when I'm waiting for something.
What you got?
Do you experience phantom vibration?
Negative, I would have to say never.
So you never checked your phone going like, I could have sworn my phone rang. Or
the only time I turn the setting on and my phone's always in my back pocket when I'm out on out and about. And I know if I'm in a loud place, even putting the vibration with the loudest phone setting.
Okay.
But my phone is always on silent anyways. Okay. And honestly, I've never felt that. Have you? Because this one made me think. And I'm like, Arj is tripping balls. My boy needs help. Like,
Nah. So I've never. Have you? The only time I have is if I'm waiting for something important.
Okay.
And I have it on vibrate. Because I usually have it on silent. Okay. And I'm always like, ooh. And I'm like, did I feel it? But it's like, oh, no, it's not.
Oh, speaking of the same thing then, dude. Like I just said, like, my phone's literally always on silent. Unless, like, I'm supposed to meet someone and we're walking through a crowd. And it's like, that way I can feel it while I'm walking. But even when I'm walking, I don't feel the vibration. And I don't hear my music unless someone says, I think you're ringing.
Or I've actually hit my, like, I have music and I thought I put pause.
Yeah.
I have it in my pocket. I'm like, wait, who's playing that music? I'm like, oh, it's my music.
Yeah. Okay. Now, on top of that, the question was, percentage wise of your day.
Okay.
And I think I've asked you this just off topic before. It's like, your percentage of how do you keep your phone settings as far as mute all the time, vibrate? Like, when you get home, is it still on silent? Like well, what's your day to day life of when do I ever put my volume up?
It's so, unless it's an emergency and I'm waiting for something, I'll have it on. If I'm just
your volume up?
Yeah, if it's an emergency, if I knew I'm waiting for something. Okay. If I know I have nothing going on, it's a normal day.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Let me walk you through a Monday.
Okay.
You go, you drive to work.
Okay.
What are your settings at?
Silent.
Okay. You are at work.
Silent.
Okay. You leave work. Settings?
Silent.
When you get home.
Silent. My reason being is because I feel like I have more control. I don't want to be disturbed. I want to be in control. So if somebody called me, leaves a message.
Go back to question number two, alerts. I fucking, anyways, no, you can.
But I feel more in control because I feel if I have it on, then somebody called me, it'll jack up whatever I'm doing. It takes me out, pulled me out of whatever I'm doing.
Okay.
So I feel like when I check my phone, when I have time, I'll check my phone. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have control over what's going on my phone. Where if I have it on, it's whoever's called me or whatever app or something makes noises, it's taking me out of what I'm doing.
Agreed. Okay. You know what? Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so mine's always on silent. Anyways, there's no reason for me to have it on unless I mean, there's no fucking reason, really.
No, I don't have a reason.
And I don't apologize to anyone like, oh, my phone was off or my phone's on silent. It's like, no, sometimes I get home and it's like, you know what? Fuck it. I just don't want to hear bullshit from anyone.
Yeah. All right, Joe. So, how do you feel when you leave your? Have you ever left, and or when's the last time you left your phone at home?
Girl I was dating. Actually, about my ex. Honestly, dude, and I never worry about my exes or my girlfriends going through my phone because it's like, dude, go through my fucking phone type of deal.
Okay.
But it had to have been a year ago. Oh, fuck me, even longer because we've been broken up for a while.
But leave. Okay, but. Okay, would you be concerned, say, if you had, not even a security reason, say you know your phone's safe.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's safe, and you leave, how far, like, will you go before you go back? Like, at what point, like if you, like, you leave to go to work.
Are you asking me how do I feel if I accidentally ever left my phone at home?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the way I feel, dude. Honestly, I hate the little son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I do, with a passion. Yeah. But those days at work suck the fucking most. Like, honestly, dude. Not because I have to talk to you, Carl, beforehand, because it's like, ah, fuck.
Well, because you see everyone else on with their headphones on, and you're like, oh, what are they listening to? Probably go.
Exactly. But because of how I use it with, you know, podcasts and music, getting me through my office day. And even when I listen to, we all have our hour or 2 hours where we're all sucked into music or podcasts and whatever we're all listening to. But I don't mind talking to you guys. Like, I love talking to you guys. Yeah. But those days suck the most. But those are the days I feel like, okay, if I have to suffer, all you guys have to suffer by giving me a conversation too. Like, so I love them, but I hate them at the same time.
Okay.
How far do I have to leave my house? Orangewood. Once I get to fucking...
A couple blocks? Like, was that a block or two?
Two blocks up, and then once I get to fucking 9th Street, if I get to 9th Street, I'm like, I'll bust a bitch. But yeah. Once I get to Harbor, oh, fuck it. I'm like, I'm fucked. I'm fucked.
Okay, the thing is,
I don't talk to these assholes.
I haven't forgotten my phone in years. The reason being, I listen to podcasts on the way to work.
Same.
So I'll get in my car, and I'll turn it on, and I'm like, all right, and put my podcast on. I'm like, fuck, I forgot my phone. That's the only reason I don't forget my phone.
How far do you get before you turn around?
Like a block? Because usually by then I have my phone, my...
So when do you tap out? Knowing the freeway, the freeways, you have to deal with the 405.
I think once I'm like a block from the freeway, I'm like, fuck, it's right there. It's going to take me another 20 minutes to go back.
Easily. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and we have to look at it that way. And even then, those days aren't bad, but like, oh, I want to ask you fucking questions galore, guys. Like,
yeah, but then at a whole... Okay, when you get to work,
yeah.
And you don't have your phone, it is that thing. And we're like,
fuck.
Because here's the thing. It's not just what I'm listening to. It's what it helps me block out.
You know?
Because sometimes...
You know what?
Because a lot of times I'll be working, and I'm like, oh, I do not want to hear this conversation, and I put my headphones on. And if I don't have my headphones
on... Oh, trust me. Yeah, I saw it last week when you guys all bailed on me. I saw both you guys put your headphones on. I'm like, I'm going to bat for you, for all of us, assholes. And yet, no one's here to back me up. RG walks over. He's like, what's going on here? Yeah, Joe, you can take care of this. And then,
I get chewed out by enough women. I don't need more chewed out of women.
I get chewed out every
You're used to it. I already get now.
But I don't.
I come home, the two women that chew me out.
Okay, true that. Okay, so when do we... Okay. So how do you guys feel about that? Like, if you guys were to leave your cell phone accidentally at home... Give us your answers.
Would you
like,
go back?
Fucking listeners. Eric, dude, I'm curious about you, homie. Like, I know you listen to a lot of music, too, dude. David, how do you feel about it? I know you listen to a lot of podcasts anyways, so sports guys, like, let us know how you guys feel. Ladies, let us know how you guys feel. And the whole family thing, too, is a huge factor. Like,
oh, yeah.
I have 5 kids, so I need to know what's going on in my kids' lives type of deal. Like, what's the tipping point?
But that's the thing, that the whole connection thing for me now. I can't – because I could be like, I've had it, I forgot my phone – or my phone died, or I just plugged in my did other stuff. But the fact that, like, either if my kid's not with me, I got to make sure if she needs anything and there's an emergency, they can contact me. If my car breaks down or somebody has my car, I can call AAA. And also, what's my third one? My third one would be the opposite. If I'm with my daughter and I need to call out for an emergency.
Definitely.
So I just need – that's my consistent worry. How a parent I am. I'm always going to – with parenting, like a couple steps ahead.
And that's understandable, though.
So, yeah. So, unfortunately, I can't have the luxury of disconnect. Because I can be like, cool. Okay, so I'm going camping. I think I told you.
You did. And up there, you're not going to survive.
This is the thing.
You're still going to get eaten by
Well, I'm up with...
I got money on the...
I'm up there with the family, so...
I got money on the pine cone.
Oh, did I tell you about the squirrel on the pine cone?
Oh, God, no. But I want to hear
it. Oh, I know. Squirrels are assholes. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you the story later. But... So when we go up there, there's no date. My phone's completely disconnected unless we go into town.
Do you need that?
But the thing is, I'm with my family, so everyone that I need to worry about really with me, and they still have phones.
And you're not going to sleep on the ground because you're a pussy.
No, I'm in a coffin. In a
coffin. I'm with my family, so I'm in a coffin.
Faux pas. No, I'm in a cabin.
Hashtag I'm in a coffin.
So I'm in a cabin. So the cool thing is we have like DirecTV. So I have TV. I have entertainment.
You guys, this isn't camping at all. This is the exact opposite of camping, guys.
Wait, you think it's not camping if you have AC and DirecTV? There's pine cones. There's pine trees. So,
not,
but okay, I'm just gonna, my cell phone, or they're all disconnected. So I my phone, unless I go into town,
okay,
then I have data.
Okay,
but
okay.
When I'm up there, I have no data. So I have disconnect. So when we go up there for 3 or 4 days, I have not connected to anything. So it's a way to just like, well, see the world whenever you know. But I'm not too worried. Cause I said the people I worry about are with.
I've mentioned this many times on the comics and get to before though. Like I'm the type of guy like I want my phone to die just because. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be connected. I love disconnecting. I enjoy disconnecting. I don't need to be on another screen in my fucking life.
Yeah.
I mean, to destroy fucking those fucking pesky Autobots. But besides that, and podcasts besides that, and music is what I need. But like, I can get an MP3 player and still get my kick out of that. And just music feeds me. But I love being the fuck off my fucking phone. Yeah. And it's just a different feeling where it's like, I don't need this bullshit in my life. And I'm so simple in that aspect, and I know I'm weird in that way too, because I don't need it. But again, because of the social media aspect.
But here's the thing, too, because the hard with disconnect for you, because I know you like listeners and people to ask you questions. You want to be there because, like, cool, they took the time out of their day to write to you or have put down their opinion on anything. And you're like, cool, I want to be like, I don't want people to think I'm ignoring them. I want to be, because you're in the whole social media with the podcast.
Sadly. So and that's not even sadly. It's the burden of the beast, I guess, is the best way
to say it. So for all this, and that's how it is, it's something you have to nurture and stuff. So you need to constantly be aware of it and just know, like, cool, check in and all that stuff.
So essentially, I do have a baby.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know how old she is.
She's there.
Okay, we got one more.
So last one.
What you got?
So what's there something your phone doesn't do but wish it did?
Give me a blowjob.
So you want Scarlett Johansson in your phone? Josiah, again.
That's where I would switch.
You have 100% battery. You're not tired.
That's when I would switch to Chris Cornell to fucking Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I thought you said that's when I switch it back to Chris Cornell. Sir, bro, I'm here to bro you out.
grab me a beer.
Like, Joe, we don't need to call a woman. We're fine. Just dude it out. Like, no, Chris Cornell.
I would be like,
no, Pewter, I want a woman. No, Joe, we're good together. No, Pewter.
Okay. Then damn it, Pewter, then sing to me at least.
Chris Cornell.
Exactly. Yeah. Honestly, those are fucking my honest fucking answers, dude. Give me a fucking blowjob. Get me a beer.
Okay.
Like, that's what I want out of my fucking phone.
I'm a simple man. I don't ask for much.
Dude? Come on. How about yourself, dude? Like, yours is going to be more tech.
Mine's more tech. I'm into tech stuff like that. Mine's just more... it's going to see a trend through this. More battery. I just want... We can put a man on the moon. I don't know if that's true. We'll just conspiracy.
That's a deep dive.
We can get DirecTV up in the mountains, but we can't get...
We went
back to the days where you can just plug in your phone at night and then when you go out. But I know yours is the opposite. But I'm saying for me, just one less concern.
The only time I need that is when I go to a comic convention. That's the only time I need it.
Yeah.
You've seen the pictures, the work I do anyway. So.
Yeah.
And then getting interviews and everything is just bullshit. That's the only time I need
it. But that's the thing, how dependent we've become on our cell phones.
And okay, I'm glad. Let's end it on that. How do you feel about the future of people being dependent on a phone?
Okay, here's the thing I've heard.
And not even just a phone. Like, if we were that dependent on a phone back when we were kids, a rotary fucking dial fucking phone.
Yeah.
And we weren't that dependent on a phone. Now, smartphones. How dependent or dumbed it down? Or, it's still saying the same thing. How, anti-social are people going to become? And honestly, the thing that pisses me off a lot is going to a restaurant, a couple's out on a date, and they're both on their fucking cell phones. Okay. Like, it's taking away people's social skills. That's why I prefer conversation.
Anyways,
this is why the whole podcast thing is fucking cool, because I get to have a conversation on this one, at least.
Yeah. Okay, so it went, because we've been part of the both worlds.
Yes.
And I've also heard the whole idea is like, we're retaining less information because we're so dependent, assuming that all the information is going to be on our phone at fingertips.
Which is true. It is true. Yeah.
So we always assume that. I enjoy, growing up in when I was younger to talk to my family in Mexico, it was always a pain in the butt.
Right.
It was always a pain in the butt. Communicating with was like a landline, and it was like a crappy landline. Now it's cool that I get to see my cousins and their kids and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I enjoy that on my phone. Cool. I get to see what my cousins are up to.
Yeah, the interaction.
Checking out my sports. I just had to wait for the newspaper. Now checking up sports. So it's allowed me to take a deeper dive into stuff.
Yes.
But there is a balance, and we'll see where it takes us. But it gives you a lot, but also it's, you know, you got to be careful how much you give of yourself to it.
True that. Okay, that's a great fact. I love the way you said that too. Mine would be the misuse of it.
Yeah.
Like, social bullying is a fucking thing. And I'm going to fight for James Gunn in this aspect.
Yeah.
I say a lot of fucking things.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. I can get fired for so many things I say.
Yeah.
Listen to any episode of the Comic Syndicate. I can get fired for anything I say, but those are my true feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
And do I never feel I should apologize for any of the things I fucking say. Now, he's like, I just made a bad fucking joke. And I'll be like, I'll own mine straight up and be like, you know what, dude? That's the way I fucking felt. And I, you know what? Yeah. I still feel that way now. If you want to call me an asshole, then call me an asshole. But, like, the way people are just ridiculing, making people look so much more terrible than what they are for saying things that they've said 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And let's say the dude has changed.
Yeah. But like I said, I'll end it with this. How many guys have gotten fired or suspended in sports and all that stuff? It sucks that you have to
misconduct, misuse.
But it sucks that you're being punished for something you did 5 years ago, when you, especially when you were teens.
Yeah, yeah.
How much stupid stuff? We're lucky we grew up in a time when all our stuff wasn't being recorded.
We need to deep dive
so we'll do that. But that sadly is what it is, that you have to delete or hide your true self just because the world is being judgmental on you.
Yeah, and now anyone can get put under a microscope. Again, the misuse of it. Like, let's dissect that. And it's its own separate.
And just remember, whatever's out there is out there, so you're going to have to live with it.
I'm completely cool with that. I'm pretty sure my penis is out in the world.
Whoa, yeah. I don't want to confirm nor deny those accusations. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. Sorry to go there, guys. But honestly, like, we're talking about cell phones and, like, the usage the way we use it. Like, if I'm going to be the only one to fucking admit, like, I'm the only one that's done that, bull fucking shit, dude.
Oh, like, people, like, they're like, oh, I've never watched a porn. I'm like, such a liar. Or a girl goes like, well, my boyfriend or my husband never watches. I'm like, oh, he's a liar.
Husband's full
of
shit.
A liar.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's really good at hiding it. But, yeah, so they're all lies.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll end it on that one. I think we had a good one. So, guys, I want to hear whatever you got. So it could be all the questions. Add to it. Throw in whatever you think, what your life is like with your cell phone and all that. And we'd like to hear it because we want to know how everyone else feels about it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to put up a poll when this one comes out. So when we drop this one, we're going to figure out the title and we're going to work out everything out. So, all right, RG, where can our listeners find us at?
Okay, you can find us on Facebook, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. On Instagram, at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. On Twitter, I am RG Flores.
I am at For the Villain, and you guys can find us at Deep Dives R on Twitter as well. If you guys ever need me on Instagram, I'm going to be at comic_syndicate, and that's where we're at for now. We have a bunch of these banked up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always forget this one. And email, deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com if you have any just straight questions. And thanks, everyone, for who comment on our Facebook page. And on our Facebook Deep Dives page and our Instagram Deep Dives page, because that helps us a lot, and it's cool that we can actually communicate and see your messages a lot clearer that way.
Yes, we love it, and please follow the site. We have a launch date in mind, but we have so many banked up. We're still working on our launch date.
It'll be soon, but yeah, we'll have it. We'll announce it soon enough.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys next week.
Next week. Next time.
We'll catch you guys when we catch you guys.
All right, guys. Later.